PR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Condemnation is pouring in the wake of yesterday's killing of two police officers in New York City. Officials are calling it an assassination. President Obama says there's no justification. Ishmael Brinsley shot the two officers at point-blank range while they sat in their patrol car. He'd vowed online to attack police in retaliation for the death of Eric Garner, who died after an NYPD officer put him in a chokehold. Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, says her son's death is no excuse for violence.
I'm standing here in sorrow about losing those two police officers. That was definitely not our agenda. We are going in peace, and anyone who's standing with us, we want you to not use Eric Garner's name for violence, because we are not about that.
Michael Brown's family in Ferguson, Missouri, issued a statement saying attacks on law enforcement can't be tolerated. President Obama calls the cyber attack on Sony Entertainment an act of cyber vandalism. Republican Senator John McCain calls it a new form of warfare and says the U.S. should reimpose sanctions on North Korea. Meanwhile, the BBC's Charles Scanlon reports the U.S. is asking China, Japan, and South Korea for help in confronting the North.
The U.S. is looking for international support to press its allegation that North Korea was behind the cyber attacks on Sony Pictures. The decision to cancel the release of the film, a comedy that ends with the assassination of the North Korean leader, is seen in Washington as a dangerous own goal. It's now scrambling to redress the balance. As ever, the key to getting at North Korea lies with China, but there's been little sign of sympathy there. One state newspaper said the film showed America's senseless cultural arrogance. All the administration has so far is a bland agreement from Beijing that attacks in cyberspace are outside the norms of appropriate behavior.
The BBC's Charles Scanlon. U.S. troops with a less than honorable discharge from the military may get a second chance to improve their record and get some veterans benefits. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the military says it'll review cases where PTSD may have been involved.
In a class action suit this year, Vietnam veterans said the Pentagon had kicked out tens of thousands of troops for misconduct, even when battle trauma might have caused it. Now the Army Board for Correction of Military Records will give liberal consideration to vets with less than honorable discharges if they can show that PTSD was a factor. More than 100,000 troops were given less than honorable discharges in recent wars as well. So-called bad paper often makes it hard to get treatment for PTSD because it prevents troops from getting VA health benefits. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
This is NPR. Israel is cracking down on anti-Arab militants, arresting five Israelis suspected of planning attacks on Palestinians in Jerusalem. Police also arrested four members of the anti-Arab extremist group Lahava. Last week, 10 Lahava members were arrested, including its leader, on suspicion of racial incitement. UNICEF reports more than 1.7 million children in eastern Ukraine are caught in the conflict between the Ukrainian government and Russian-backed rebels. Lisa Schlein reports fighting is interrupting the educations of tens of thousands of students.
New data shows some 50,000 children in parts of eastern Ukraine haven't gone to class since September because 147 schools are closed. UNICEF spokeswoman Kristen Elsby says children also are deprived of many basic services essential for survival.
We are very concerned that children are paying the highest price in this growing crisis in Ukraine. Damaged infrastructure, water shortages, and hampered access to medical facilities in the areas of ongoing fighting are putting children's lives at risk and their well-being in danger.
Elsby says many of the children are traumatized by the war, which has claimed more than 4,700 lives and caused more than 1 million people to flee their homes. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali is in the hospital. He's being treated for what's described as a mild case of pneumonia. A spokesman says the 72-year-old is in stable condition and his prognosis is good. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.